It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Stephen Colbert of Comedy Central's The Colbert Report has become a household name, and not only because he's funny. Daniel Mallinson reviews Colbert's America, Satire, and Democracy.
The cult of personality that is Stephen Colbert has expanded greatly since his show's debut in 2005. The Colbert Report, which airs every weeknight on Comedy Central, has won 2 Emmys and 2 Peabody Awards, and Colbert himself has been all over the place. He led a rally in Washington, D.C. with Jon Stewart, which almost 250,000 people attended. He started his own super PAC and testified before Congress. He's had a Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor and a treadmill on the International Space Station named after him. He's even run for president. But there is much more to Stephen Colbert than a constant stream of attention-grabbing stunts. In fact, these stunts often serve a greater satirical purpose. This is the topic Dr. Sophia McLennan tackles in her book, Colbert's America. McLennan digs into the meaning and purpose of Colbert's satire and his place in American political discourse. Her central claim is that Colbert's show goes beyond entertainment by encouraging public discourse and engagement. The book begins with Colbert's first wave of national attention, which followed his performance at the 2006 White House Correspondents' Dinner. McLennan points out how this event allowed Colbert to insert dissent into the public conversation at a time when questioning the government was viewed as unpatriotic. Indeed, Colbert's satirical portrayal of a right-wing pundit allows him to say things he couldn't otherwise. He highlights the prevalence of truthiness, a concept he made up that refers to arguments employed by politicians and the media that have the ring of truth but no actual factual basis. Beyond this noble purpose, the Correspondents' Dinner brought attention to his show and raised a cadre of committed fans. McLennan places Colbert within the tradition of American satire. She highlights how satirists from Benjamin Franklin to Mark Twain to the Smothers Brothers spoke truth to power when dissent was difficult. McLennan differentiates Colbert and Jon Stewart's The Daily Show from programs like South Park and The Simpsons, which foster cynicism by attacking everything. Colbert, instead, uses satire to encourage better public discourse. McLennan highlights how Colbert uses language and his persona to critique the common economic and political views of political and media elites. She says Colbert transcends his medium by engaging viewers, whom he calls the Colbert Nation, to think critically and take action. Both inane and lofty calls to action move Colbert beyond being just another crossover between entertainment and news. He encourages viewers, particularly his younger audience, to question power and seek objective truth. Fans of the Colbert Report and anyone interested in political communication and rhetoric will enjoy this analysis of Colbert's satire. While there are times the author uses Colbert as a platform to criticize the Bush administration, she generally does a good job placing him in the appropriate academic and political context. Dr. McLennan deftly employs academic concepts in a way that is easy to understand. That, combined with the inherently entertaining subject, makes this book an enlightening and enjoyable read.
That book is Colbert's America, Satire and Democracy by Sophia McLennan, published by Palgrave Macmillan. Author Sophia McLennan is a professor at Penn State and the director of Penn State's Center for Global Studies. Reviewer Daniel Mallinson is a PhD candidate studying state politics and public policy at Penn State. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.